Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
It's 11 Questions on Airplane Movies with my friend Brian Salyer, recorded in Redlands, California. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. As I started recording this, someone fired up a motorcycle or a lawnmower or fertilizer or some crazy machine across the street, so you could probably hear it, but this is the only time I have to record it. So thank you so much for checking out the show. It comes out every single day. If you like trivia, if you like pop culture, you're in the right place. And today's episode is all about a little something called Airplane Movies. Now, this was a round I did back in 2017, and it's all about films that have to do with flight or airplanes or crashes or comedies that take place on airplanes, things like that. And I sat down with my friend Brian Salyer, who contributes a lot to the show and is also a Patreon subscriber over on patreon.com/trivia with buds. And he was showing me around downtown Redlands, California, different shops, different places that I could maybe set up trivia nights, and different places where I could buy cool prizes to give away to trivia players that win stuff at my trivia nights. And I said, hey, let's record a quick episode. So we went into a place called Romano's. It has a Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. We didn't eat there because I wasn't hungry at the time, but we had a few drinks there, and we recorded this on my phone. So this is a quick episode. It's all about airplane movies. I hope that you have fun trying to figure out the answers. We're going to jump into those 11 questions right now. Here we go. Sitting here in beautiful downtown Redlands, California, with my good friend Brian Salyer. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how's it going?
You are a guy that lives out in Redlands, and you're also a guy who supplies me with endless content for the podcast. How's it going today?
Not too bad.
Thank you for showing me around town, and we're at a bar right now called Romano's. They have Italian food and beer and a lot of Chicago-themed stuff, which is perfect for me to say words like Chicago with that accent. Have you been here a million times?
Half a million.
About half a million times. Well, we're sitting here. You're having a beer. I'm having a water because I got real drunk the other night, and I got to take a little break. But I said, let's do a quick round on trivia. We'll do some airplane movie trivia. So these are just questions about airplane movies. Have you seen a lot of movies that have airplanes in them?
I have seen a few, yes.
All right. How many of these do you think you're going to get out of 11?
I'll go with 7.
He's going 7. Okay, let's see if we can get 7 out of 11, which is also a store where you can buy Funyuns. Here's question number 1. What film features Denzel Washington trying to land a plane upside down?
Oh,
did you ever see this movie?
Yes.
It's a good one. He's I think he was nominated for this. It's a great, great movie.
And he's a drunk.
Huge alcoholic. Right? That's right.
Yeah. Drunk movies. No, I don't know.
This is kind of like a country song called Getting Drunk on a Plane. There's a country song with that. No guess on that Denzel Washington movie?
No.
That was just called Flight. Flight.
Oh,
came out, I think, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Flight. Pretty great movie. Here's question number 2. In the comedy Airplane from the 80s, you ever see that?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you have.
Okay.
What is Leslie Nielsen's profession?
He is the doctor.
He is the doctor on the plane. He keeps checking in the cockpit. Surely you can't be serious. I am serious, and stop calling me Shirley.
Don't get the fish.
Yes, don't order the fish. Number 3, who plays the main villain in the movie Air Force One? So you got Harrison Ford, he's the president, and then there's a versatile actor playing the villain.
Is it Harvey Keitel?
Ooh, he kind of looks like him in this movie. Mm. It's not Harvey Keitel. Any other guesses? This guy's in a couple of Batman films.
Liam Neeson?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. Okay.
It's crazy to think of Gary Oldman as like old Commissioner Gordon, and then also Gary Oldman as like the villain in True Romance.
Yes.
When he plays
Drexel the Pimp.
Drexel the Pimp. Yes. I was going to say
one of my favorite movies.
But he speaks like a rapper, like in that movie. You know, he's very like mysterious. Number four. What year did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles come out? Was it 85, 87, or 1990? PT&A. What year did that come out? 85, 87, or 1990?
I'm going to go 87.
The answer was 1987. Correct. I think you've gotten two out of four. So you're halfway there. And speaking of 1987, I'm doing a whole round on 1987 at my live events this week. Some other great movies from 1987 include Predator, RoboCop, I think.
RoboCop, yes.
Maybe
yes,
RoboCop.
I think so.
Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. I went to a gallery where they had all 1987 movies on display, like art inspired by those movies. And it was very cool. They had a lot of cool stuff from those movies. Evil Dead 2, I think, was one of them. Number five, the thriller Red Eye was directed by what famous horror icon? Number five, the thriller Red Eye. Did you ever see this movie? It's got Cillian Murphy and Rachel McAdams, I think. It's kind of a bad movie. It's not that great. Red Eye.
I'm gonna go
horror icon.
Clive Barker.
Ooh, that's a good guess, but it was Wes Craven. The late great Wes Craven. Number five. Here's number six. In the film Memphis Belle, the 1943 B-17 crew prepared for its last bombing mission over what country? Memphis Belle. Did you ever have to watch this in high school?
No.
I had to watch it in high school.
Back when I was in high school, we didn't have movies.
And there's no movies?
Yeah.
Just cave wall drawings?
Yes.
Number
just
six.
Overhead projectors.
Oh, yeah.
And then they drew. But,
those are great. Number six, bombing mission over what country, you think?
I'm going to go Germany. That seems like
let's see if that's correct. And it is Germany. Right. Nice job. When in doubt, bomb Germany. Yes. Yeah. Number seven, what actress starred in the film Flight Plan.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
No.
It's Jodie Foster. Jodie Foster. She designs this super fancy, large aircraft, and somebody tries to take it over, and she has amnesia or something. It's an interesting movie, Flight Plan.
Is it better than Contact?
Yes, slightly. Oh, okay. Number eight, in what movie would you find a main character named Cameron Poe?
Oh.
I bet you could do this one, number eight.
My girlfriend absolutely hates Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no.
But she loves Con Air.
Really? Nice job, Con Air. She hates Nick Cage, but she loves that movie.
She loves that
movie. Does she like him in the movie?
She says he's okay. She can tolerate it because she likes the movie.
Very good. Number nine, which Die Hard movie starts off at an airport?
Two
is the one. And I asked this question one time, and they said that number one also has an airport scene, but I don't know if it starts off at an airport. But number two is, like, pretty much at an airport for quite a bit of the time. So that's what I was looking for there, and you knew it right away. Nice job. Die Hard 2. Two questions left. Number 10, what comedian voiced the main plane, Dusty Crophopper, in Pixar's Planes? This is kind of not a bomb, but not as good as the other Pixar movies.
Right.
Probably
see
a big
cars,
moment.
Cars. I did not see Planes. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Boats to come out.
Number 10, what comedian are we talking about? Who do you think? This guy was very popular at the time and then not so popular now, but trying to make a comeback.
Larry the Cable Guy.
That's a good guess. It's actually Dane Cook.
Oh.
Dane Cook is the main character in that movie. And this is your last question. We were talking about this guy earlier because I mentioned Devin Sawa being in Final Destination. And this is also about Final Destination for 2 points. The first Final Destination starts with a predicted plane explosion. How many total Final Destination films are there? How many have been made?
Six.
The answer is five.
Ugh.
But I think they're working on a new one. I think they're rebooting the whole thing, and I think Devin Sawa is going to be in it. Which is crazy because he, I think, died in a second one.
Oh, I want a half point then.
There you go. You were very close, and the answer was five. So let's see. You got one, two, and three, and four, and five. You got 5 out of 11, which is just a few short of 7, but not bad at all. Anything you want to plug before you get out of here, Brett?
No.
Nothing going on?
Nothing going on.
And any ideas for quizzes for you to submit to the show? You got anything floating around your head or anything you want to hear on the show?
So I do have a few ideas. I think I'm going to take advantage of my new Patreon status.
Yeah.
You know, and give you a few categories.
Yeah, thanks for your donation. So, that's pretty cool of you. You're at the $5 level, which means you get to pick a topic that I have to do. And you wrote some good ones for old Luke McKay. He did some famous Lukes. So, he's my favorite champion anywhere in the world.
So, yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Australian Luke McKay.
Yeah.
I do like, I've never been to Australia.
I've never been there either. I'm reading a book right now called The Dry, which takes place in Australia, and it's depressing, but it's really well written. It's kind of like solving a crime, like a murder mystery type thing. And it was a book I randomly picked for the book club. People that are at the $20 level, I send a book to them every month. The first month we did a Golden Girls Mad Libs book. Second month was this book, The Dry. And the third month that I just sent out was about like a family of con artists. I forget the name of it. But are you a big reader? You read a lot of stuff?
I was when I was a kid, and now I just don't seem to have the time, you know?
I'm the exact same way, and as long as I just go, I'll pick up this book instead of putting on Netflix. Like, I read last night for an hour, got really sleepy, went to sleep, and it was probably better for my head than just staring at a screen again.
So you were not watching Game of Thrones?
I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I'm, like, on season four. I'm so far behind.
I've never watched an episode. All right.
So any topics in your head before we get out of here?
I'm looking for a... I talked to you about doing a Batman one.
Oh, yeah.
I do like Batman.
Batman would be great.
I also like movie monsters.
Okay. Godzilla, things like that.
And it may totally alienate your audience, but I want to do a Sid and Marty Krofft.
Oh, H.R. Puffin stuff and Land of the Lost,
yes,
and all that stuff?
That stuff.
That would be a fun one. I don't think that would alienate. There's a few people that probably listen that would get a kick out of that. Well, Brian, thanks so much for showing me around downtown Redlands, California. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for your patronage. Appreciate you, man.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Cheers. There it was. A fun little battle. Kind of going back and forth, not really a battle, but more of me just asking questions to Brian and him trying to figure him out at Romano's Pizza in Redlands, California. Romano's, thanks for letting us sit in there at the bar and record a little thing on my phone. And Brian, thanks for showing me around downtown Redlands. Always fun hanging out with you, bro. If you want to be on the show in the future, you can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I'll try and work you in for a Skype call. Or if you live local, we can meet up, have a nice Starbucks iced tea and chat and do some recording. If you want to submit questions to the show, maybe you don't want to be on the show in any way, but you want a episode with questions that you came up with, happy to do that. Always looking for content. Or maybe you want to take the show over. I think my friend Luke McKay is getting ready to do that. And what I'm offering is you on these airwaves to kind of run the show yourself. I'll do a little intro and outro, but you can kind of build the episode however you want it to be. So if you want to kind of promote your own stuff and mix in some trivia about maybe your business or something you're into, be my guest. I'll try and work that in the future. Send me an email if that sounds like something you want to do, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Also, if you are an artist, I am looking for a very cool poster or image or doodle of anything with me and wizardry. I know that sounds crazy, but I thought it'd be fun to do like a little art contest. And I know there's people who are artists that listen to this show, and I'm always looking for ways to promote my shows. So I thought that'd be cool. I have this big Harry Potter event coming up on May 31st. So you got over a month to come up with something. And the sooner the better if you want to be considered for this contest. Now, here's the rules of the contest. All you have to do is send me some sort of artwork, and it could be me as a wizard. It could be me with Harry Potter. It could be me with a wand. It could be just be a wand. It could be literally anything you want, just to promote that I'm hosting a Harry Potter trivia event at a place. And if you want all the details, you can find all the show details on triviawithbuds.com and go down to events and click on the Harry Potter one. It's May 31st at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California, 7 to 9 p.m. Or you could just make it very vague, maybe just an image that I add to a poster myself with all the info on it. So if that's something that you want to do, send me your images, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I'm looking for at least three, I guess. And if you are chosen as the winner of this art contest, I will send you something very, very cool. Maybe something Harry Potter related. Or if you hate Harry Potter, maybe something you're into. So that's what it'll be. It'll be a pop culture item and a franchise of your choice. Something very cool. If you win, I'll handpick it myself, I'll write you a nice note, and I'll mail it to you in the snail mail so you get a nice package to open up. So if you're an artist and that is something you could whip up in a few minutes, not, you know, hours of your life, feel free, ryanbuds@gmail.com.
All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.